1144 that was pulled.
Authorize contract with Biomed Testing, Inc. for an amount not to exceed $622,075 for drug, alcohol, and steroid testing services.
Okay, somebody want to speak on this item? I guess we got staff here. Come on up, Maureen. You explain what this is for.
Let's find out what's
okay.
Mr. Walsh is
concerned. All right, why don't you just stand by? We'll let Mr. Walsh speak, and then go ahead, Mr. Walsh. And then we'll get staff to answer questions.
This is one of two items that are classified as emergencies, and we almost automatically object to the emergency ordinances. We think staff should either do a better job or you do a better job. These things should not go under emergencies. 1144, our big concern on this one is, as far as we can figure out from the documents that we read very quickly, you're going to do random testing, random drug testing, and that seems to be the acceptable way of doing it. We would ask for more. We would ask that any time an officer fires his gun or draws his gun, that he be tested immediately. Now, we're not asking the officer to go on the record and make a statement. We know that's a contractual problem that you have. But the drug testing for steroids, it's extremely important to find out if the officer was in his right mind when he fired his gun. I think we all would like to know that. If you wait 3 days or you do random testing, no way to know that. So if we're wrong on this, we apologize. But it looks like it's random testing. And random testing, I used to work for the federal government. Some of you know that. We had random drug testing, and we knew when it was coming. So it's really not random, because we knew that Shop 03 would be drug tested on May 4th. And on May 4th, we had random drug testing on schedule, 9 o'clock. So random drug testing has its own set of problems. We would suggest that the officer not be forced to make statements, just do the drug test. Find out if there's any steroids in this person's system, just like if somebody is involved in a crash and he's staggering, you might want to do a drug test on that person that's driving the car. The same concept. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
No, Mr. Walsh, my understanding is, and you will appreciate this as a former union organizer, that this is a subject of mandatory bargaining, and that's why we have the regulations that we have as far as when and where, who gets tested. So it would have to be subject to the next bargaining. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got that. I used to be a chief union steward, so I know about the bargaining.
Yes. Okay, so this is indeed random testing. It's right there on item number one, and that's what we're permitted to do under the bargaining agreement, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and we're not necessarily permitted to do any more than that at the moment.
No, we would have to bargain that.
Okay.
Good. I believe we tried to. That was on the bargaining table at the last, because I think we share some of your concerns.
You can open up the contract and bargain.
All right, thank you. Thanks. Any other questions for Maureen?
We have a request for Mary to speak on this.
Okay.
Hi, guys. It's Mary Ng again. I just wanted to say that I find this very concerning, and I applaud Lone Vet for his curiosity regarding the issue of officer drug use. I think for me, maybe I'm kind of like a naive person, or I'm kind of like a straight edger. I was always like vegan, kind of punk rock. I lived a straight life in a lot of regards, and I think I just assume officers aren't on drugs. But I don't know if that's a safe way to go about it. And I think, say, with like the natural health industry, there's also a lot of like human growth hormone and things that aren't even precisely regulated. But there might be some things we need to check out in finding out what's legal, what has, I mean, even some herbal medications can have adverse side effects of psychosis and violence. And if we had some kind of maybe more research regarding drug, alcohol, and steroids, we maybe wouldn't be so disillusioned with our outcomes in terms of the fiscal outlay for these shootings and brutality incidents, and maybe this would be a great avenue to investigate. And I understand we're in America and everybody likes their privacy and their personal bodily integrity, but I think at a certain regard, when you offer yourself up for public service, we have a certain expectation that there will be ethicality and there will be responsibility towards the safety of our citizens. And if any way officer drug use is imperiling our safety or imperiling the safety of our city, perhaps we can find a different way to evaluate this with biomed testing for some kind of, I don't know, verification of integrity. And I imagine that, I mean, say for instance, if you wanted to drug test me now, you'd get a completely clean urine sample. And I'd be happy to provide that to you so you'd know that I'm not on drugs. In the Oregonian, I was accused of being a meth head because I think I talk fast. Or maybe I was wearing that atrocious pink outfit. But I'm not. And I live in a meth neighborhood. And I don't like watching all the meth deals happen at 1 in the morning. And I want to help. And I had to live next door to a meth dealer from Portland who was a refugee to the coast, Berard Melli. And he's a nice guy, and so is his spouse. But when I found out he was one of our most wanted, I felt really creeped out about that. But when our officers are picking, maybe just not all officers are necessarily straight. Maybe they're dealing, or we got the feeling out there on the coast that maybe some of the officers were involved in the drug industry or protecting the dealers or were afraid of the dealers. And it would just be nice to know that we're all on the same page, health and wellness-wise. And I would highly encourage the officers to eat a really clean diet and drink a lot of water.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's take a roll call on 1144, and then we'll come back to 1157.
1144, Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Mary, I've been known to wear an atrocious pink outfit also, and I likewise am not a meth addict. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, and then let's go back and take a roll call on 1157.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Important to note that most of this grant, all but 16,000 of the 136, is to purchase a robot and a spectroscope equipment to keep officers and citizens safe. And the remaining 16,000 is for training. Aye. And we're recessed until tomorrow at 2 p.m.